Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, here we are, the first week of the year, and that means it's farm show time down here in Harrisburg. I understand you are going to be visiting the farm show. What's going on?
Well, this is the 102nd Pennsylvania Farm Show that starts on Saturday, January 6th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg and will run through Saturday, January 13th. The show features over 6,000 animals, over 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 300 commercial exhibitors. This year, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, which I chair, is hosting a public meeting at the Farm Show Complex where the State Secretary of Agriculture, Russell Redding, will appear before the committee to discuss a number of issues related to Pennsylvania agriculture. The meeting is going to be held on Tuesday, January 9th at 3 p.m. in the Susquehanna Room at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex. It is an open public meeting for anyone who would like to attend. Barring technical difficulties, the meeting is planned to be streamed live at my website at repcauser.com. The farm show will continue through Saturday, January 13th. Admission is free, but parking is $15 per vehicle, and there is shuttle service provided. There's much more information available at their website at www.farmshow.pa.gov.
And House Republicans hit the ground running this first week of the year by introducing a package of legislation to reform the welfare system in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, welfare reform is a top priority, and it's something that we continue to work on. And as we try to contain costs and bring about real reform to Pennsylvania's welfare system, this week a package of bills was introduced to give Pennsylvania families an opportunity to improve their quality of life while at the same time tackling waste, fraud, and abuse within the current welfare system. The legislation would require able-bodied adults without dependents to work and perform community service, participate in a work program, or be enrolled as a full-time student in order to receive benefits, would limit temporary assistance beyond 5 years, and establish a cumulative 48-month lifetime limit. Would also start a pilot program that encourages companies to hire individuals receiving welfare. And as I said, the goal of these measures is to ensure benefits are targeted at those who are truly in need while rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in the system. And this is, as I said, a top priority for us to bring integrity back to state government while at the same time escaping government dysfunction.
And I understand that there is a state grant that has been recently awarded to a community in Cameron County. What's going on?
Well, the Cameron County Industrial Development Authority this week was awarded a grant of just over $31,000 to promote a program to make improvements in downtown Emporium. This will provide for facade improvements to storefronts in the Emporium Borough. The grant was awarded through the Keystone Communities Program, which is designed to encourage the creation of partnerships between public and private sectors in a community and establish local initiatives like this to stabilize neighborhoods and communities and overall to enhance the quality of life for residents. So I think this is an important grant award for Emporium and will assist the community with making necessary improvements.
And I understand that there's good news for those who are interested in applying for a program that's really important to senior citizens. That's that property tax rent rebate program. What's going on here?
Well, my office has gotten a lot of questions about when the 2017 rebate applications will be available. And according to the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue, the applications will be available for download from their website on January 23rd. So you can receive an application on January 23rd for this very important program. If you've applied in the past, the department will send you an application automatically, or you can certainly get one from my website at repcauser.com or by stopping by one of my district offices.
And of course, it's been really, really cold out there, and I understand that there is assistance available for those who are having problems heating their homes.
This is a very important program called the LIHEAP program. It's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. It's federally funded but administered by the state and provides much needed assistance for home heating needs. Applications are available for this program. The best place to go is the county assistance office in your county of residence. And if you should need further assistance, contact one of my district offices for assistance.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.